humility of Christ, of preferring one another. That is why they have sat down to allow a young chap to minister to the saints. I'm still very young, and I think next month I'll be
50 years.
God bless you all. I bring greetings from Nigeria once again. Because each time I communicate, they send their greetings. And my pastor back home, in the person of Pastor Martin Zanera, the rest of the ministers, my wife and my children, they send greetings. I don't know whether I mentioned my wife's name when I was here the last time. My wife is Rachel. While I was 17th May, she's 18th May.
18 May.
That's our birthday. Follow each other.
My birthday,
yes, she's Rachel by name. My first daughter is Esther. My second daughter is Elizabeth. And I've got a boy that is following them by the name of Joshua. After Joshua, the warrior, the bedding gate closed.
Sure kwa Joshua, anova murwi, akuna mwakazoteera kumasure.
They all said their greetings.
Yes, varikutumira kwaziso yavo kwa muri.
God bless you.
Shagroba fadzi.
And all the places I've been.
And Jimbozoze Zandambudarika nekwadziri.
In Chegutu.
Kuchegutu.
In Kadoma.
Kukadoma.
Bulawayo.
Bulawayo.
In Gweru.
Neku Gweru.
In Wanje.
Neku Wange.
Victoria Falls.
Victoria Falls.
They all send greetings also.
Vese varikutumira kwaziso yavo kwa muri.
God bless you.
Ishagroba fadzi.
Today is a great day
Nasis Waguru
in the history of Christianity.
Munoronoji Christu.
Whether the religions of the world, other religions, whether they like it or not, the only heavenly sent religion is Christianity.
Chikristu choga chitendero choga chiri kwacho chikristu.
Even the calendar.
Kunyangwe calendar
saying it. Every calendar in the world.
Calendar is
they are all testifying of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. There is no calendar anywhere.
Hakuna rimwe calendar
that is named after any other religion.
Rine zita kana tiri kutevedzera
chimwe chitendero. So even the calendar will testify against every other worshiper of other religions on the day of judgment.
Zviri kureva kuti calendar riri kumisidzana nekupikisana nezvimwe zvitendero zvose.
It is wonderful.
Zvakatinakira.
And I'm sure we have just one service today.
Nhasi tine service imwe chete.
And I will employ all of us.
Uye ndichakugombedzerai mose.
So let us enjoy the one service together. I cannot tell you it will last for 30 minutes. And I cannot tell you it will last for
3 hours.
But the Lord will dismiss us with his blessings. Let us not sleep. As do others. They that sleep. Sleep in the night. Now we are children of the day. Let us be awake in his presence and trust the Lord for his blessings. And I want to greet my friend here, the in-law of God bless you, my brother, and the wife. God bless you. I saw the daughter of Pastor Chesa in Bulawayo.
Ndakaona mwanasikana wapastor Chesa
Bulawayo. And the last daughter, I don't know whether she's back here now.
Andizi kuti adzoka here kunoku.
She was telling me that she may be here before Easter.
Anga ari kuti kwandiri anogona kuva ari kuno Easter isati yasvika.
Whether she has gone for the youth convention.
Kuti aenda kudai anogona kuva aenda ku youth convention.
It is wonderful.
Kana zvakadaro zvese zvakangonaka.
I have so much scriptures to read.
Ndine magwaro akati wandei ekuverenga.
And my wife was telling me
mudzimai wangu anga ari kundiudza
that they used to watch Easley Tabernacle on the internet.
Kuti vanosiona mharidzo dzepa Easley pa internet.
That I should recall special numbers.
Uye kuti ndinofanirwa kura
and worship service. And worship service.
Opangwa yenzimbo.
And bring it home.
Ndo ndozouya nedzimbo
dzokumba. But I don't know how I will do it.
Handizi kundozviita sei.
I said I get any favor from the man behind the engines.
Kuti kuda ndikaudzwirwa nyasha nehama dzedu dziri pamshinidzo.
Say they want to look at it.
Vati vari kuda kuona.
Since I was there personally.
Maridzo inoyi sezvo ndaka ndiri kunoku.
So I don't know if it's possible, then it will be great.
Kana zvichikwanisika chingava chinhu chakatinakira.
God bless you all.
Shavakuropafadzei.
God bless you all.
Shavakuropafadzei.
Let us stand on our feet now.
Tisimukei netsoka dzedu.
So that we could go into business.
Kuti tipinde mubasa.
I will read some of the scriptures and perhaps when you sit down I will continue with the rest.
Ndichaverenga mamwe magwaro ndozofambira mberi nemamwe magwaro magara enyu pasi.
I have up to 5 scriptures.
Ndine magwaro anogona kusvika mashanu.
And we are still going to read many scriptures.
Tichaverenga mamwe magwaro akati wandei.
And we have so many quotations of the prophet to look at.
Tine zvinokorwa zvakati kuti zvemuprofita.
And I will just trust that the Lord will help us to follow very closely.
Uye ndovimba kuti Ishe vachatibatsira kuti tigone kunyatsozviteera.
Let us turn first to the book of St. John.
Tiende kubhuku raJohani.
Chapter 5.
Johani 5.
Verse 24 to 29.
Ndima 24 kusvika 29.
St. John chapter 5.
John 5.
Right. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Zvirokwazvo, zvirokwazvo, ndinoti kwamuri, unonzwa shoko rangu nokutenda wakandituma une upenyu husingaperi. Hauyi mukutongwa, asi watobva murufu kupinda muupenyu.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Zvirokwazvo, zvirokwazvo, ndinoti kwamuri, nguva iri kuuya, nazvino yatosvika, nayo nguva yekuti vakafa vachanzwa inzwi romwanakomana waMwari, uye vanonzwa vachararama.
For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself.
Nokutiwo baba zvavaino upenyu mavari saizvozvo vakapa mwanakomana kuti ave neupenyu maari.
And had given him authority to execute judgment also because he is the Son of Man.
Vakamupa simba rokutonga zvaari mwanakomana womunhu.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice.
Musashamiswa nazvo nekuti nguva iri kuuya nayo yose avo vari mumabwiro vachanzwa inzwi rake.
And shall comfort they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Vachabudamo avo vakaita zvakanaka vachimukira kuupenyu, avo vakaita zvakaipa vachimukira kukutongwa.
St. John 11.
Tenda kuna John 11.
Verse 21 to 26.
Ndima 21 kusvika 26.
Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died.
Iyakati kuna Ishe, Ishe, dei manga muri pano,
But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Let's read also from Mark 16 before you sit down. Mark 16, 4 to 6. Mark 16, verse 4 to verse 6. And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted.
Vakapinda mubwiro, vakaona mujaya, akanga agere kurudyi, akapfeka nguo chena yakareba, vakavhunduka.
And he said unto them, be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified, he is risen, he is not here, behold the place where they laid him.
Jaya rikati kwavari, musavhunduka. Munotsvaka Jesu weNazareta wakanga aroverwa pamuchinjikwa wamuka hapo pano tarirai apo pavakanga vakamuisa.
You can have your seat while we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Mugare henyu pasi tichinda kuna 1 vaTesaronike 4.
After which we still read from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4
1
verse 13 to 18.
Ndima 13 18.
Right. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope.
Zvino hama dzangu hatidi kuti mushayiwe kuziva pamusoro pevavete kuti murege kuchema sevamwe vasina tariro.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus we God bring with him.
Nokuti kana tichitenda kuti Jesu wakafa akamukazve saizvozvo avo vakavata muna Jesu Mwari uchavauyisa pamwe chete naye.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Nokuti tinokuudzai neshoko raShe kuti isu vapenyu vakasara kusvikira pakuuya kwaShe hatingatongotangiri vakavata.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Then we which are
alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Wherefore,
comfort one another with these words.
1
Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12 to 19.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 to 19.
Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead?
Zvino kana Kristu achiparidzwa kuti akamuka kubva kuvakafa, vamwe pakati penyu vanogoreva seiko kuti hakuna kumuka kwavakafa?
But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?
Zvino kana kusina kumuka kwevakafa na Kristu angadai asina kumutswawo.
And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain.
Zvino dei Kristu asina kumutswa, kuparidza kwedu kunenge kusiri pa kunenge kuri pasina nokutenda kwenyuwo kunenge kusina chinhu.
Yea, and we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
Nesu taiwanikwa tiri zvapupu zvamwari zvenhema, nokuti takapupura kuti Mwari wakamutsa Kristu iye waasina kumutsa, kana zviri izvo kuti vakafa havamutswi.
For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised.
Nokuti kana vakafa vasingamutswi, naKristu haana kumutswawo.
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins.
Kana Kristu asina kumutswa, kutenda kwenyu hakuna maturo, uye muchiri muzvivi zvenyu.
Then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished.
Zvino naivo vose vakafa muna Kristu vakatorasikawo.
If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.
Kana tine tariro kuna Kristu paupenyu hwedzi, tinonzwisa urombo kukunda vanhu vese.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his holy word.
Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo avo pakunzwikwa ndekutaura kweshoko ravo.
God bless you.
Ishe akuropafadzei.
Sorry for the long reading.
Wandiregerera nekuverenga pakawanda wanda.
But even if we continue to read scripture until we close,
asi nyangwe tikaramba tichifambira mberi tichingoverenga magwaro kusvika service yapera,
it is still the word of the Lord.
Rinongoramba riri shoko raMwari.
So whichever way, the preaching is already on.
Saka nokuti zvadaro kuparidzwa kwatotanga.
The service have started.
Service yatotanga.
What we are watching out for is the closing.
Zvamava kufungidzira kuti ndozviri kufanwa kuuya kwatova kupedzisa service.
But before we close,
asi tisati tapedzisa service,
something must be said.
Tongotaurawo zvimwe zvinhu.
God bless you.
Izvi vakuropafadza.
We want to speak on resurrection.
Tinotaura pamusoro perumuko.
Now the prophet preached so many messages around resurrection.
Profita wakaparidza maridzo zvakawanda zvinoita nezverumuko.
He preached resurrection of Lazarus.
Vakaparidza pamusoro perumuko rwaLazaro.
He preached resurrection of Jairus' daughter.
Vakaparidza rumuko rwomwana asikana waJairus.
He preached resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Vakaparidza rumuko rwaJesu Kristu.
He preached the resurrection.
Vakaparidza pamusoro perumuko.
He preached, I am the resurrection and the life.
Nokuparidza maridzi akanzi ndini rumuko neupenyu.
He preached, it is the rising of the sun.
Vakaparidza uku ndiko kubuda
kwezuva. The quickening power.
Isimba rokumutsiridza.
And from all these messages,
kubva mumaridzo dzese idzodzi,
we want to speak on the resurrection.
Tinoda kutaura pamusoro perumuko.
Before we speak on resurrection,
tisati taura pamusoro perumuko,
we have to go back from the beginning to the beginning,
tinofanira kudzokera kuenda kumavambo,
to see what brought about resurrection.
Kuti icho chakambounza rumuko chii.
If something is not dead,
kana chinhu chisina kufa,
then you don't think of resurrection.
Hapana chikonzero chekuti tifunge nezverumuko.
There has got to be death.
Panofanira kutanga paita rufu.
Before resurrection.
Pasati pava nerumuko.
So we want to go back.
Toda kuti tidzokere kumasure.
And see the story.
Tione nyaya iyi.
Praise be to God.
Zita raJehovha rikudzwe.
In the message,
mumharidzo,
God's power of transformation,
simba raMwari rekuvandudza,
paragraph 58, the prophet told us,
profita anotiudza,
that the first man,
hanzi munhu wekutanga,
that was created,
akasikwa,
came straight from the arms of God,
akasikwa kubva mumaoko aMwari pauzima.
See, now this great creator had placed his created son Now Adam was his first created son. Jesus was his only begotten son.
See,
he was begotten by a woman. But Adam was right straight from the hand of God in the creation. Adam came straight from the hand of God. And because he came straight from the hand of God, the prophet told us that God did not intend man to die. God did not intend man to die. But he is infinite. He knows the end from the beginning. Let us read from Victory Day, Victory Day, paragraph
218.
Victory Day,
Victory Day,
paragraph 218. The prophet said, but you see, after all, man was not made to die. Man was made to live. And no matter how many great achievements he did, he still died just the same. And we went to the grave, they buried him. And that settled it. The mark is great with a tombstone out there. And a sepulcher, and that was the end of it. Death swallowed him. That great
Moses,
great Joshua, great prophets of the Bible, nearly all of them, except about two or three, we know where their graves are, where it marked them. Death swallowed them up and took them right on. Amen. Now the prophet has said the same thing in the message, pardon, paragraph
41.
And I want to read this for a purpose, said,
that's
in the message, pardon, paragraph 41 and 42.
Pardon, paragraph 41 and 42.
When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, he crossed a great chasm, separating himself from the eternal one. Man at that time was eternal with God. He had no sickness, sorrow, or death. Man was not made to die. Hell was not made for man. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, and not for mankind. Because they were created on earth to be sons and daughters of God. But when man sinned and stepped across the boundary line between right and wrong, he separated himself from God, leaving himself no way back. He was totally lost. He could not come back because he had sinned. But God, rich in mercy, accepted a substitute because he had said, the day you eat thereof, that day you die. And God's justice and his holiness requires death, because it is his word and he must keep his word in order to be God. We are bringing up the story, and I want you to listen closely, because we are, when you pick a word in the scripture, there is a background to it. There is a background to it. The prophet said, when you hear John and Mary lived happily hereafter.
Hanzo ukaverenga bhuku roti John na Mary vakararama vachifara nokusingaperi.
Before you can understand what made them to be happy,
usati wanzwisisa kuti chakazombovafadza chii.
Who was Joseph and Mary? Who was Joseph?
Tanga wanzwisisa kuti ari kumbonzi Joseph wacho mbhuku.
Who was Mary?
Angari Mary wacho ndiani.
Who they are
kuti ndanani vanhu
determines how they will live.
Kuti ndanani ndo zvinotiratidza kuti vachave vachirarama sei.
Because other couple could marry also
nekuti pane mhuri inogona kurora
and not live happy
vagotadza kurarama vachifara.
But the difference between them
musiyano pakati pavo
will be that the requirement that Joseph and Mary met
unenge uri pakuti pane zvakakwanisa kuitwa naJoseph,
those other ones have not met it
zvikatadza kuitwa nevamwe.
Now the prophet told us that death came as a result of disobedience. Death came as a result of disobedience. Man was not made to die. God did not intend man to die. But death came when man disobeyed. In the message, Condemnation by Representation, paragraph 175 and 176, the prophet said, what? Well, Adam said, if my wife says so, I guess that's all right. Well, she said she had a revelation. And this is the way it's supposed to be. I know God says it is this way, but my wife said, God told Adam, the day you eat thereof, that day you will die. But the serpent came to meet the wife and told the wife, I have a new revelation that you will not surely die. Then he gave to the woman. Then the woman went to meet the husband and said, I had a new revelation. From where did the revelation come from? Was it from God? It was from the serpent. Then Adam said, if my wife says so, he said, I know that God said this. But my wife said this. So if my wife said this, then it is okay. Adam decided to listen to his wife instead of God. And that brought death. I've seen up to about 5 or 6 people sleeping now.
You go on one of 5. Kana 6 vakarara.
May the Lord be your help.
Ishe vakubatsirei.
Everywhere I go,
kwese kwandinoenda,
I normally say this.
Ndinowanzotaura ndichiti,
Satan can follow you to church.
Satan anogona kukutevera kuuya newe.
Because he also comes to church.
Nekuti Satan anouya kuchurch.
The trial of Job started because Satan went to God's presence.
Musakagana kuti miedzo ya Job yakatanga nekuti Satan akatoenda muhupo hwaMwari.
So Satan can come to church. And the prophet said, when he comes to church, what he comes to do is to come and sit on your shoulder, to blow you fan, telling you to sleep, that what they are saying does not concern you. So make up your mind. We have just spoken about Adam now. What God said and what the woman said, Adam chose one. So you also choose one. God said, when you come to his house, you should hear his voice, you should listen to his word. But Satan is telling you that you can sleep. Make up your mind. You have to choose also what you will do. And the prophet said, if sleep is coming, The way to fight it in church is for you to stand up, walk around a bit. When your body is back, then you come and sit down. That is what the mouthpiece of God told us in our generation. So decide for yourself. Death came as a result of disobedience to the word of God. And the prophet told us that death is dreadful. Death is hard. Even Jesus himself, when he came to that gate,
and he,
because he saw what he would go through, he said, if it is possible that this cup will pass over my head, he said, but not as I will, let your will be done. It's because death is not easy. I will just read one quote and leave the others. Amen. Are you enjoying the Lord? Right. Now the prophet said, in the message Birth Pains, paragraph 57, so notice, in a seed's birth, in the birth of a seed, the old seed must die before the new one can be born. So therefore, death is hard any time. So it's painful. It's distressful. Birth is the same. Because we are bringing life into the world, and it's painful. Death is painful, and it is stressful. Birth is also painful, and it is also stressful. It is only the women that can talk about it. Men knows nothing about it. They can see the wife crying. They cannot feel the pain. They can see her turning here and there. They cannot feel the pain. They will just tell her, sorry, my dear. It will be alright. But the pain is still there. No matter what you do, she has to go through it only herself. Because that is her own portion of the judgment that God gave in the Garden of Eden, of the contribution of their mother Eve, that in sorrow and in pain you will give birth. And because it is the word of God, it has never changed. It has never failed. If it is the wife of the president, or the wife of the beggar on the street, they go through the same pain, because it is the word of the Lord. So death is not easy. The prophet said, the sentence of us, when death is coming, we want to go back. Sometimes ago, maybe last year, a woman wrote a prayer request. She was praying for long life. When I look at the woman that was asking for long life, she's over 80. A woman of over 80 who has spent all the years that God have allocated to her. She is still asking for long life. She does not want to die. That is how human being is. There was a story one time that some outlaw people with guns, they came to a church that we are looking for the child of God here, to go and meet his father. and he has brought his gun. So when he started from the door, they were pointing to the pastor,
that
it is the pastor. He is the son of God. It is him that you should go and kill. Because of death, all of them are no more God's children. May God be our help. The prophet told us also that without death, life cannot come. He said it takes death to bring life. It takes death to bring life. He said what you are even eating every day,
have
to die for you to live. That is, even your food every day is testifying of life and death. Everything preaches the gospel. The sun is preaching the gospel on a daily basis. Even though rain has fallen this morning, but you can still see the sun coming out. He has to come and testify that there is resurrection, because it is the law of God and he cannot fail. Praise be to God. In the message, "Where has thy strength gone, Samson?" Paragraph 35. The prophet said, "Lord Jesus, bringing this group of people to you, yet hush, Lord, with the word, cause like a two-edged sword, coming and going. But Lord, it is those things that make us what we are. It is the cutting of the word of God that make us what we are. Some people want to dodge it. Some people want to hide away from it. But when you hide away from sunshine, you become anemic. You become pale. You become weak. You become lifeless. If it is a plant life that we turn away from the sun, it will grow pale. It will grow weak. And finally, it will die. And we, as God's own children, also, if we also hide away from the Son of God through the word of God, we are going to be weak. We will turn pale and will not be able to give forth light to the world. The prophet said, it is the Holy Spirit that circumcises, cuts away all flesh of the world and gives us new life. It is in this birth, Lord, like a seed that is laying on the ground, until that seed is dead and rotting. And as it rots, then new life comes out, until our intellectual conception of Christ becomes so dead and is rotting. Then new life will be born. New life can only come where death is. Death and life associated together. Amen. Now, the prophet said, no, when he made that statement, you know what he meant by it. When there is death, then life will follow it. But at the same time, in the same body, life and death does not coexist there. The prophet told us in the message, "Go tell my disciples," I think paragraph 185, he said, "And where and everywhere a read through missionary of God or a preacher goes, there is joy bells ringing." Joy bells.
Okay, sir, George bells.
Joy bells.
Okay, same.
Ringing.
Okay, panenge paine madare emufaro anenge achirira.
Yes, you can also read on the projector. Of the resurrection of Christ.
Ekumuka kwa Kristu.
You can't keep death and life together.
Hazviiti kuti uchengete rufu.
It will separate.
Zvinotopatsanuka.
Amen. Then when Christ comes into human heart,
kana Kristu akapinda mumwoyo memunhu,
he separates you from the dead things of the world unto a living hope, a new creature in Christ Jesus, and he becomes a new man. I tell you, my brethren, if the world needs anything today, is the real true resurrection of Christ preached to them. The prophet said that in so many other sermons.
But
we just proceed. Human beings, they don't like to hear death. When somebody had accident, and you say, so person had an accident, the first thing you want to ask, I hope he's alive. When they say, something has happened, say, what? So person had an accident. You want to, is he alive? Because the last word is dead. When somebody is sick in the hospital, you want to monitor him. First of all, you ask the doctor, what type of sickness? Is he a dreadful disease? Is he a serious sickness? Can he live? Even the doctors, they don't find it easy to tell the relatives that your patient is dead. I don't know how you feel it here. In my country, if somebody died, especially young to middle age, before they break the news, we will gather people and sit down and start talking like this, talk like this, before you mention the last word, because the last word is dead. When you mention the last word, the person jumps up. Some will roll on the ground. Those who are not Christians, they will curse themselves with serious things. What do you say? Is death? Death is a terrible word. Because it signifies the end of hope. Is the end of life. And it is the final word. So human being don't want to hear it. But if you go to Genesis chapter
1,
Genesis chapter
5, Genesis 5,
the scripture tells us there, especially in verse 5, verse 8, verse 11, the last word there. Let me open to Genesis chapter 5.
Genesis 5.
Okay. He said, and all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
Verse 8
said, and all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. Verse
11.
And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. When you are writing the biography of any man.
Kana uri kutau uri kuda kunyora nhoroondo yeupenyu hwemunhu.
That is the last word.
Izwiro kuti rufu ndoro kupedzisira.
You start with when he was born.
Unotanga kutaura paakazvarwa.
You continue with what the person has achieved.
Ugotaura pamusoro pezvinhu zvakakwanisa kuita.
The places he went to.
Nenzvimbo dzaakambovhakachira.
Where he worked.
Kwaakamboshanda.
And all the things about him.
Nezvinhu zvose pamusoro pake.
But the last word.
Izwiro kupedzisira.
And he died.
Unozoti akazofa.
That is the end.
Ndomagumo.
And he died.
Ozoti akafa.
That has been the testimony from Genesis.
Ndo yanga huri huchapupu kubva kuna Genesis.
Till Matthew.
Kusvika kuna Mateo.
Until something else happened.
Kusvikira pakazoitika chimwe chinhu.
That God came in flesh.
Kuti Mwari vakauya munyama.
And changed the story.
Ndokuvandudza nyaya iyi.
And he came back to said.
Ndokudzoka akati.
I was dead.
Ndakambenge ndakafa.
But I am alive forevermore. The normal curriculum of human being.
Kafambiro ke upenyu hwemunhu.
They start with I am alive.
Vanotanga nenyaya kuti ndiri mupenyu.
They end with he was dead.
Vozoti akazofa.
But somebody came.
Azaripo akauya.
He said I was alive.
Akati
I was dead.
Ndakandakafa.
Now I am alive.
Ikozvo ndazomuka.
We are coming now.
Taakusvika manje.
Death has different faces.
Rufu runouya nemhando dzakasiyana siyana.
We have physical death.
Pane rufu rwepanyama.
And we have spiritual death.
Pane rufu rwepamweya.
Physical death is when a man stops breathing.
Munhu anenge afa panyama ndopaanoguma kufema.
And you put him in a coffin.
Tomuisa mubhokisi rake.
And put him in the ground.
Tomuisa muguva.
That is the end.
Ndomagumo.
In this physical life.
Paupenyu hwepano hwepanyama.
But the prophet said.
Asim profita anoti.
Death means separation.
Rufu runoreva kuti paita kupatsanurwa.
So there is a physical death.
Nokudaro pane rufu.
Physical separation.
Kupatsanurwa panyama.
And there is spiritual separation.
Uye pane kupatsanurwa pamweya.
Praise be to God.
Sitara Jehovah rikudzwe.
In the beginning.
Pamavambo.
Adam and Eve.
Adam na Eva.
They first of all died spiritually.
Vakatanga vafa pamwe.
They were separated from God.
Vakapatsanurwa kubva kuna Mwari.
All that they were enjoying.
Zvese zvanga vachiropafadzwa nazvo.
Stopped.
Zvakagumira ipapo.
They have been enjoying good health.
Vanga vachiropafadzwa neutano.
It stopped.
Utano.
They have been enjoying peace.
Vachiropafadzwa
nerugare
rugare rukaguma.
They have been enjoying no sickness.
Vanga vachiropafadzwa neupenyu husina urwere. Zvakagumira ipapo.
They have been enjoying joy.
Vanga vaine mufaro.
He stopped.
Mufaro wakagumira
ipapo. They have been enjoying authority and dominion.
Vaine simba neubati.
He stopped.
Zvakagumira ipapo.
Because they were separated from God.
Nekuti vanga vapatsanurwa kubva kuna Mwari.
Because of disobedience.
Nokuda kwekusateerera.
And that is why they have given to every human being.
Ndochikonzero vanga vari kupa kumunhu wese.
That inheritance of death.
Vakatambidza nhaka yerufu.
But God.
Asi Mwari.
He has a program.
Vane urongwa.
Because before he started creating this world.
Vasati vatanga kusika nyika
ino. When he was God alone.
Pavanga vari Mwari
vakare. When he was El Ela Elohim.
Vari El Ela Elohim.
When he was self-existing.
Vari Mwari anozvira.
And he had the attributes in his heart.
Vaine hunhu mumwoyo.
That he was going to have his sons and daughters.
Kuti vanga vachava nevanakomana nevanasikana.
Who is going to live with eternally.
Vachararama muziendana kuenda.
That was why he did not put the word death inside the first creation.
Ndosaka asina kumboisa izwire kuti rufu pakati.
He only attached death to disobedience.
Rufu rwakangobatanidzwa nekusateerera.
He did not intend them to die.
Haana kumboshuvira kuti munhu afe.
For he attached the word death to disobedience.
Nokudaro vakabatanidza izwi.
That if you disobey, you will die. But he has a program.
Asi vanga vaine hurongwa.
That nothing can stop.
Kuti hapana anogona.
That nothing can change.
Hapana anogona kuudza.
And his program is perfect.
Hurongwa hwakakwana.
And he knows the end from the beginning.
Mwari aiziva magumo kubva kumavambo.
And when Satan came.
Satan pakauya.
And through Eve,
kuburikidza na Eva,
brought death.
Akaunza rufu.
Satan thought.
Satan agat.
That he has destroyed God's program.
Akafunga kuti aparadza urongwa hwaMwari.
But he did not know. that God knows the end from the beginning and he has made adequate provision for what he was going to do, because he knows what Satan will do. He knows that Satan will bring in disobedience. He knows that Satan will bring in death. And inside of God, there is no death there. And he only has his own children inside of him. They were inside his heart when he was planning this work, when he was mapping out the program. He wrote their names down in the last book of life. And nothing can erase the name of any of them. So he has a program. Then he introduced redemption. Introduce restoration. Introduce resurrection. Amen. You find them in the scriptures. It displays redemption in Ruth.
It
displays restoration in Joel. And resurrection is displayed in both Old and New Testament. The scripture said, it is appointed unto man once to die, after that, judgment. But right from the Old Testament, there were some outstanding cases where a man will die, he will raise up again and still continue life. But the instruction is, it is appointed unto man once to die, not two times to die, but once to die. After that one time you die, the next is judgment. But right from the Old Testament, God began to bring out something from his program that man can die and wake up again and continue life again. Because God is eternal, he cannot die. The prophet told us,
Job,
in the message, "For him will I accept."
For him will I accept.
Paragraph 19. He said,
Job,
he lived in the time of Nimrod. So way back, before Abraham, in the first anti-diluvian world, that was when Job lived. That is why the prophet said that the book of Job is older than most of these books of the Bible. He said he lived around the time of Nimrod. Okay, I think I see the quote here. Right. That is praying one for the other, the value of prayer. Now these counselors that had come down and said before Job, that is the oldest book in the Bible. Probably was Job lived along the time of
Nimrod.
And back in there, somewhere down from Seth to Abraham, it was written in the book of Job before Genesis was. Now, because Job lived at that time, as at the time Job was here, nothing has died and resurrected. There has been no resurrection at all. What Job has been looking at, he has seen the plant life. cut down, it will grow out again. He has watched so many things. But look at human beings. That when anybody dies, say they bury him, his children go and mourn and pay the last respect, and that was the end of it. And now Job himself, he is sick. And the prophet said, when you are sick, death has entered inside. That is why when people are sick, that is when many people remember God. Take away this sickness. Take away this sickness. Because they are afraid to die. Ordinary headache. Yes, headache can send you to the grave. The son of the Shunammite woman, it was headache that killed him. So headache can kill. Stomach pain can kill. Anything can kill. Because sickness comes with death. Now Job is sick. Job is sick now. And he did not know the end of it. And the sickness was serious. If it were to be today, I don't know what we will call that sickness. I don't know what the doctors will call it. Because he was so sick that his friends that know him, that they eat together before, they go to church together before, but now they came to visit him and they could not recognize him. Say, is this Job? Or did we miss the address? Are we in another place? Is this Job? And what they saw was too great that for a whole week, hunger left them. They did not ask for water. They did not ask for food. It disappeared from them. Because what they are looking at, it was too serious. It was too great that they don't know how to describe it. Then they were, is this Job or somebody else? The Job that we knew, is he the man? From his head to his feet, boils came out. He was disfigured. Nobody could know him again. They don't know what to tell him. Unfortunately, when they open their mouth, they begin to say things that could not encourage Job. Because Job has not witnessed any resurrection, he said, if I can know the house of God, I will need to pay him a visit. I will knock his door. I want to enter and sit down with him for a discussion. Because I've got questions to ask that nobody can answer me. He wants to ask what happens to a human being when they die, because now he is facing death. Death is approaching him now. Death is looking at him in the face, and he did not know what will become of him after he died. He said, if a man dies, shall he live again? It was a question the friends could not answer. The wife could not answer. Nobody could answer. And yet the death was looking at him in the face. He said, if I knew the house of God, if I know where God is living, if I know the country, if I know the street, if I know the number of the house, I need to go there and sit down with him and ask him questions. He has seen the trees. He has seen the animal life. But you look at human being.
Asakatarisa munhu.
What is the end of man?
Zvikanzwa magumo emunhu ndehapiko.
Because he is coming to an end now.
Nekuti iye anga akusvika kumagumo.
Praise be to God.
Zitana Jehovah rikudzwe.
You enjoy the Lord?
Uri kurofafadzwa nashe here?
We are speaking on the resurrection.
Tirikutaura pamusoro perumuko.
Now in the scriptures.
Mumagwaro.
Okay, let me see if I can read this quote before we proceed. In the message, I am the resurrection and the life.
Paragraph 43
and 44. Now, Job said here,
Job wakati pano,
oh, that thou will point me a time and hide me in the grave until thy wrath be past. See what the scripture said. We are hid in the grave until the wrath is passed and then comes back up again. I know my Redeemer liveth, and at the last day he will stand upon the earth. Though after the skin worm destroyed this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Now the prophet said, this Job, who have not seen any resurrection before, but now, after he was asking questions, and he was looking up to God, he has done the will of God. He has offered sacrifice, both for himself and for his children. He knew that even if his children have sinned, he has met the requirement of God for them. And God is duty bound by his word. But he has questions he cannot answer. And while he was sitting on his ash heap as a prophet, and he needed consolation, and his friends cannot give him consolation, and it is only God that can give him consolation. And when you are in problem, when you are facing storms of life, when you are in difficult situation, sometimes your friends may not be able to comfort you. Sometimes your co-workers may not be able to comfort you. Sometimes the people around you, they may not know your situation, but there is only one person, and that is God, who can comfort you. He's the only one that knows what is in your heart. Is the only one that understands your situation. Because every human being has a peculiar situation. And it is only God that knows those peculiarities and can answer that peculiarity and can meet the need of that peculiarity. Then God came in thunders, and the thick cloud began to roll back. Then God opened the eyes of Job as a prophet. Then he saw a vision of the resurrection day. He saw Jesus. He saw him on the cross. He saw him screaming. When he screamed, and the graves were opened, and people come out, and he saw that on the resurrection morning, that he was among them, that came out of the grave, that followed God, that followed Jesus to heaven. Then he changed his word. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. At the latter days, he shall stand upon the earth. Even though skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I will see for myself. My eyes shall behold him and not another. I will not be told the story. I will witness it myself. My eyes shall behold him, not another one. Amen. It was the vision of God. that changed the words of his mouth.
And that
vision, some of us this morning, we need it. That we change the words of your mouth. That we change your negative testimonies. You need that vision this morning. You need the coming down of the power of God to tear the clouds away. To give you a vision of heaven. To show you what God has in store for you. Then you will go on rejoicing. Instead of going with a long face. Instead of going with sadness. Instead of going with sorrow. Instead of going with worry. Instead of going with anxiety. Then you will go with joy. And your testimonies will become positive. You can be able to say like Job, that I know my Redeemer delivered. Oh, glory to God. Praise be to God. The resurrection. We are not telling you fables. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, let us give you some few examples of resurrection. Let us keep Enoch aside because he did not die. But let us come to people that actually died and were confirmed dead and they rose up. Amen. In the book of 1 Kings, now, I will not be reading, I will only be mentioning the scriptures. If you put down scripture, just put it down. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 17 to 22, we witness the resurrection of the son of the woman of
Zarephath
by the hand of prophet Elijah. Amen. That was the first we have in record. That somebody died and rose up again. When we move to 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 18 to
35,
we see Elisha also, who have the double portion of the spirit of Elijah upon him. He was with the Shunammite woman again, and the son of the Shunammite woman died, and the woman would not take no for an answer. He took the boy and lay him on the prophet's bed that she has made for him. And she was not disturbed. She was not troubled. She knew that if God, through this prophet, can give me a son, that same God, through this prophet, can raise up that son. Because the Bible said, when God gives his gifts, he does not add sorrow to it. Then he says, saddle me an ass.
Then
he said, I want to reach the man of God. When he got to the place, and the prophet saw her coming,
he
said, this woman is troubled. I don't know what is the problem.
He
said,
Gehazi,
go and ask, what is the problem? The woman was not interested in Gehazi. When she got to the prophet, she fell at the prophet's feet and grabbed his leg. Then the prophet asked her, is all well with your husband? Say yes, all is well. All well with you? All is well. All well with your son? All is well. All is well. But the boy is dead. Then he said, prophet, we need to go home together.
Say,
what is it? The boy is on your bed now. Lifeless. So let's go. Oh, the prophet said,
Provina ndokuti,
take this staff.
Ah,
go and lay it on the boy. Now, if you meet anybody, don't even greet. The message is urgent. Go straight and lay it on the boy. Now, the woman was not interested in the staff. The faith of the woman was in the prophet. It was in the prophet. Say, you have to go with me. I won't leave you until you go with me. Then he followed. According to the scriptures, Gehazi actually took the staff and outran them and got to the place before them and put the staff on the boy. The boy did not rise. The prophet said, because the faith of the woman was not in the staff. As far as she's concerned, the staff and the bed, they are the same thing. Because the bed is where the prophet himself is sleeping. And he's also holding this staff. So the virtue that can be in the staff, she will also be on the bed. So the woman was not interested in that.
It's
only the prophet. So when the prophet got there, the prophet did not know what to do because he has not seen any vision. Walking up and down, walking up and down until the vision broke. Then he fell on the boy, nose to nose, eye to eye, mouth to mouth. And the boy sneezed 7 times, and opened his eyes. Gave her back his son. In 2 Kings chapter 13,
verse 21,
Elisha have died. No, I don't drink water mostly when I'm preaching. Yeah, I'm not used to it. But if there is need, I will drink. God bless you. So drink the water, my brother. 2 Kings chapter 13,
verse 21,
Elisha was already dead. He has been buried. The flesh have rotten. It was the bones that were there. And they were carrying a dead man to go and bury. While they were going, when they were around the grave of prophet Elisha, then they saw the host of the enemy coming. The man was a lucky man that day that the enemy came around the grave of prophet Elisha. So, and the people need to run. So they threw the dead body inside the hole that they saw, and it was the grave of Elisha. When the body of the man touched the bones of Elisha, because he had the double portion of the spirit of Elijah upon him, he came to life. The prophet said, when you are dead, that this quickening power does not even leave you. It goes with you to the grave and stays with you in death and in life. Jesus has said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Under any circumstances, I will never leave you. You can see the extent that God can follow us to. A wife cannot follow the husband to the grave. Husband cannot follow the wife to the grave. I don't care how much love they have for each other. Parents cannot follow children to the grave. And children cannot follow the parents to the grave. When they are by the side of the grave and they are put the sand inside, they wave their hand, bye bye. But there is somebody, if that person is a Christian, who will not leave that person, is Jesus Christ. Is the quickening power. Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
That shows that everybody must have it. It's not a suggestion. And you must not presume. You must not think that it is there. There must be a witness that it is there. There must be a daily testimony that it is there. As this sun that is shining now comes to testify every day, so also Christ must testify in our body. If the quickening power is there, now we are coming. We are speaking on the resurrection. In Matthew 27, verse 52, we saw the resurrection of the Old Testament saints. All of them that were there that remained. From Noah to Abraham to all the prophets to Malachi to the last person in the Old Testament that were God's own children. When Jesus screamed on the cross, the graves were open. Not all the graves, but the grace of the saints in the Old Testament who died under the blood, who were trusting Jehovah, who were obedient to the instruction of Jehovah, who served God all the days of their life, their grace were open and they woke up. Now the prophet said, okay, we are coming. Let me not go ahead of myself. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 2 to 6, and Mark 16, we saw the resurrection of Christ himself. That's another resurrection. Resurrection of resurrections. Resurrection of the Creator. Jesus said, we are still coming there. No man take my life from me. I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it up again. We are coming. Matthew chapter 9, verse 24 to 25. We saw the resurrection of Jairus' daughter. The girl was dead. And Jairus believed Christ.
Jairus identified Christ.
And he was ordained to be a believer. But he was entangled in the denomination. He was among the chickens. And God knew how to bring out his own eagle out of the chickens. He brought in sickness. That's why sometimes, when sickness comes, sometimes God uses to bring his children closer to him. Maybe some of us, when there is no problem, we cannot pray. We cannot fast. We don't think about coming to church. Once in a week, twice in a month, or once in a month, we feel it is okay. But when problem comes, then you become the first person to come to church. At the 30 minutes sitting time, you are already there. You come to the altar to pray and raise up your hand. Oh God, consider me. Look at my problem. Look at my situation. And remember me. Then your brain is very sharp now. You remember the scripture. You remember Anna. You remember Elizabeth. You remember this one. You remember that one. And you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, remember me. That is when there is problem. When the problem is solved, many go back. Jairus.
Jairus.
God forced him out.
The
girl was sick. The doctors came in. They tried everything. God was. Then finally the doctor said, Reverend
Jairus,
I don't think we have a chance with the girl. Yeah, the girl is going. And there is already a decree in the church. There is already an instruction in the church. That anyone that attends the meeting of Jesus Christ
kuti anina nano wanu kwari kumisangano ya Jesu
be excommunicated.
Anomba angodzingwa muchechi.
Then Jairus has to take between the death of the daughter and the church.
Saka Jairus arikufanga kusarudza kuti mwana ofa here kana kuti oita zvinoda church.
Then he took his cap.
Akatora heti yake.
He took his walking stick.
Doktora mudomo muchimbo wake.
Say, Jairus, to where?
Zvikanzi Jairus akuenda kupi?
Say, I want to go and meet Jesus.
Zvikanzi handa kutosangana Jesus. Zvikanzi unoda kudi?
For my daughter.
Zvikanzi handa kuti nditaure nawe musikana wangu.
You did not hear the announcement in church?
Zvikanzi hauna kunzwa zvakataurwa kuchechi here.
Don't worry.
Zvikanzi usanetsikana nazvo.
Jairus came to Jesus.
Jairus akasvika kuna Jesus.
And while he was there,
aripo,
he saw a miracle take place.
Akasvika.
Or the woman with the issue of blood.
They
came to tell him there. We have told you not to go before. Trouble not the master any longer. Your daughter is dead.
So
go back home for the burial. Jesus looked at Jairus. Only believe. All things are possible. Then Jairus followed Jesus.
Jairus, Dr. Jesus.
When they got to the house, oh, the people were weeping, and they were wailing, and they were shouting, and they were screaming. When Jesus came,
Jesus
said, why are you making this much ado? Why is all the noise? The damsel is not dead.
He's
only sleeping. The Bible said, they laughed him to scorn. I want to ask you a sincere question. If somebody is crying sincerely, do you think crying can change to laughter in a second? To show you that there are people that weep hypocritically. They have been shouting and weeping. But when Jesus made his statement, he changed the laughter within a second. They laughed him to scorn. These are people that were crying before. Which means that their crying was not sincere. May God have mercy upon
them.
Then Jesus entered.
Jesus
with the father and the mother
baba na mai,
and three of his disciples.
And
when he got there, he just touched the lady. Talita kumi. Which
means,
maid, arise.
Musikana muka.
And she opened her eyes. And he told them, give her something to eat.
Zvikanzi mupei chekudya uyu.
Within 2 minutes,
maminutes maviri,
Jesus have come out of the house.
Jesus angatobuda mumba.
So the people will wonder,
vanhu vakangoshamisika,
what has happened there?
Kuti ko chaitika
mukati umuchi? What has he done?
Aitei mukati
umuchi? Because that is life.
Nekuti ndo upenyu.
That is life himself.
Ndo ndiye upenyu.
When life comes to the presence of death,
upenyu hwasvika panga paine rufu.
Death disappears.
Rufu rwakanyangarika.
Yes. Death cannot stay when life comes. Have that in your heart. We are coming. In Luke chapter 7, we have the woman, the son of the woman of Nain, the only son of the woman, died. And they were taken for burial. And Jesus met them.
Jesus ndokusangana navo.
And the Bible says he had compassion on the woman.
Bible rinoti akamunzwira tsitsi mudzimai uyu.
He touched the bear.
Akambata.
And the boy woke up.
Mukomana ndokumuka.
And that was the end of the burial.
Ndopakatoperera mariro ipapo.
Death was coming.
Rufu rwanga ruri kuuya.
Life was coming.
Upenyu huchiuya.
When they met.
Pazvakasangana.
Everything turned to life.
Zvinhu zvose zvakaita upenyu.
when death and life comes together.
Rufu neupenyu zvikasangana.
Because life is greater than death.
Nekuti rufu nekuti upenyu hukuru kudarika rufu.
That is why the prophet said, darkness and light, they cannot stay together. No matter how powerful and thick the darkness is,
kunyangwe rima rakasimba
zvikuru, when a little light sprang inside, the darkness disappears and everything becomes light. And that is also how death is. When life meets death, life swallows death. That is why Brother Paul said, death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus came to swallow death. Because he is life. So he came to swallow death. And when he swallowed death, death has no power again. Oh, glory to God. In John 11, we saw Lazarus, who was a friend to Jesus. He was sick. Jesus has gone on missionary journey. And when Lazarus was sick, they sent to him that your friend
Lazarus
is sick. They delivered the message to him. He heard it. He said, I've heard. He went further. When the sickness was getting worse, they sent the second message
that
the sickness is getting serious. Come quickly. He heard. He still went further. That is what happens to our prayers sometimes. It depends on the program of God concerning our situation. Sometimes, if the situation is not so bad, and God solved the problem, you don't have a testimony. But when the situation is so bad, and God comes on the scene, that is when you can walk out before the church and lift up your hands and give testimony. Because the situation has gone beyond hope. You have thought it's no more possible. Then God came on the scene and solved the problem. Then, when Jesus went further, Lazarus died. Then he told the disciples, our friend Lazarus is sleeping. Oh, they say it's good to be sleeping. Maybe he has worked so much and needed to rest. So he should rest. They were saying it and they were laughing. Jesus knew that he was speaking heavenly language to earthly people. Then because of their understanding, he has to speak earthly language. Lazarus is dead. Say, all of us will go and die there. Everybody will go and die there. Because they know that in Lazarus' house, all of them, when they get there, they eat. Lazarus was the friend of Jesus Christ. It was in the house of Lazarus that they made dress for Jesus himself. Dress.
Okay.
Cloth. For Jesus himself.
That
is where they feed him.
That
is where he sleeps. And the disciples follow him there. All of them enjoy. Then they have now been told that Lazarus is dead.
So
all of us will go and die together. Jesus said, I am glad I was not there. Because if he was there, when he was sick, they will be pressing him to touch him. Touch him. He doesn't need to pray. Only to touch him. The Bible said, when Jesus went to the house of Peter, the mother-in-law was sick of fever. Jesus just touched her. And the fever left. He just touched the bier that was carrying the son of the woman of Nain. And the boy came up. He just touched the daughter of Jairus. And she woke up. Jesus doesn't need to talk. Only to touch him. He said, I was glad that I was not there. They will have been pushing in. Because according to the vision that God gave to him, Lazarus must be dead. He must be buried. Then he must go to the grave to go and wake him up. Then he started returning back home. When he entered the city, then they told Martha that the master has come. Then Martha ran. Then to go and welcome Jesus. The prophet said, Martha did not rebuke Jesus. Is it the time for you to come now? The first message, did you hear or you did not hear? The second message, did it you hear? The very house where you eat, where you sleep, where we gave you clothes, problem is there. You cannot come. And you know it was because of you that we left our churches. You put us in this difficult situation now. So what are you coming to do now? We are feeling the barrier. We are finishing the barrier. So what are you coming to do? But Martha did not act like that. The prophet said it is your attitude that brings the result. It is your attitude that will determine what you will get from God. When you come to church, you have come to his presence. You are not in the presence of a man. Because the man is representing God. Yes, your attitude to that service. It is your attitude to God. And it will determine your blessing. Martha had a good attitude. She respected Jesus. Say, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. And I know, even now, whatever you will ask God, God will give it to you. Oh man. Glory a Dios.
Amen.
You know, oh man. Oh, we are starting the sermon now. Do you love the Lord? Oh man. When you have the right attitude, listen very closely. Supernatural anointing comes down to give you a supernatural help. A supernatural revelation. I don't think that Martha even understood what she has just said. But it's like a prophecy from her mouth that even now, whatsoever you will ask God, God will give it to you. Now the prophet told us about the Syrophoenician woman who came to Jesus that my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Jesus did not answer. Thou son of David, have mercy upon my daughter. Jesus did not answer. To make a matter worse, the disciples who are supposed to plead on our behalf send this woman away. She's disturbing us. She's disturbing us. Send her away. Then Jesus said, don't mind her. I am not sent to her race. You want me to take the children's bread and give it to dogs? And the woman heard it. If a minister should say that today, 95%
95%
will never come to that church again. So if you see what that pastor said, he said we are dogs. So all the time we have been coming,
he's
just looking at us as dogs. Can you see? We are just going to church where the pastor thinks we are dogs. Because he knows that we have a problem now. Now we are dogs. The woman heard. I'm not saying to arrest. How can I take the children bed and give it to dogs? Because of her attitude, a supernatural grace came down. A supernatural anointing came down. Because naturally, I don't think that thought can come to a woman being so fast. The woman came and knelt down and said, "Truth, Lord. What you have said is the truth. Because I know you cannot tell lies. I know you are God. I know you cannot lie. What you have said is correct."
He
said, "But I did not come to struggle the food with the children. I want the children to eat. But you think of the dogs. That when the children have eaten, the crumbs they also now eat. After the children have eaten, the crumbs that we fall down is okay for my situation. It's all right for my problem. So I care for the crumbs." Jesus said, "Woman, great is your faith. And because of this that you have said, because of what you have said now, the devil is gone out of your daughter. Because of this godly attitude, the devil has left your daughter. At it right." The prophet was giving testimonies in her house.
And
she was listening to it. It is what somebody else will say, Abraham is just kidding. But when Atirat heard it, knowing that this is God's prophet for today, she said,
Brother Branham,
what you have said now, even though I was not there, but that is nothing for the truth. I believe it with all my heart. And the anointing came down. The atmosphere changed. God came down and said, "My prophet, because of this that she has said, tell her to ask for anything. Give it to her. Let her just ask for anything. Give it to her." Then Abraham said,
Eti right.
What you have just said pleased the Lord. And he has told me to tell you to ask what you want, that you will get it now.
See,
if you ask for
$1 million,
if it is not on your laps now, then you call me a false prophet. Well, Atirat being a Christian, that did not settle in her heart. She was saying, Brother Branham, what will I ask? Abraham said, "You are poor now. You have your sister to take care of. And your old parents is there. If you ask for money to take care of everybody, that did not click. What will I ask? It's okay. Your daughter that we have been praying for, it's right here on the wheelchair. If you ask for healing now, she will stand on her feet." That was a very good request. But it did not
set.
She was still asking, what will I ask? And at that time, two boys that she had been praying for, their soul salvation, they were laughing at the testimony of the prophet. Which if it was today, we will say they are blaspheming. They were making jests. But because of the word of the Lord, ask what you will, you will have it. Then Brother Branham gave her a clue.
Brother Branham,
he said, what is the greatest desire of your heart? Then that settled it for her. The greatest desire of my heart is the salvation of my two boys. And the prophet said, I give you your two boys in the name of Jesus Christ. In 1 second, the power of God struck them. And they ran to the mother and fell on her lap and began to weep there. Right there, they were justified, they were sanctified, they were filled with the Holy Spirit because of the attitude of a godly mother. What is your attitude when you come to church? It can settle your life's problem. It can meet your needs. It can grant every desire to you. If you can just have the right type of attitude when you come before Him. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Before we leave this point, there is a sister. In the sermon, make the valley full of dishes. She was sick. And Brother Branham saw a vision to tell our mother or our daughter that the mother is going. So Brother Branham said, thus saith the Lord, our sister is going. While she was in the hospital, the nurses there, when they were with her, then she said, if I can just ask Brother Branham to come and pray for me again. Those nurses, they said, which Brother Branham? He's a deceiver. He's a fanatic. Forget about him. The woman said, close your mouth. Even though I know I am dying, but yet, that man is God's prophet. I have seen God in His ministry. While she was testifying like that, the angel of God was there, taking record of what she was saying. That night, when Brother Branham was sitting on the chair, he said the angel of the Lord just walked inside. I said, go and tell that sister that I heard what she said. I heard what she said. That she will no more die. She will live. The prophet had told them before, just say the Lord that the sister will die. But because of this attitude now, God came down and said, I heard what she said. So when you are not in church, when you are in your house, when you are on the street, when you are in your place of work, what did you say? What did you say there? Because the angel of the Lord is listening to what you are saying. If you say the right thing, it will bring life to you. Praise be to God. Are you enjoying the Lord? Let's go ahead. We know of Lazarus when Jesus got there.
Said,
where did you lay him? He said, this is the place. He said, roll away the stone. The woman said, by this time, she's thinking, don't let us spoil the air. That is why I told you that the woman prophesied. When she was saying that, even now, whatsoever you ask God, she made that statement under the anointing of the Almighty God. This same woman now is telling Jesus Christ, let us leave his body here. Don't let us roll the stone. Because he's already stinking. Then Jesus said, have I not told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Roll the stone. What you are to do, God cannot do it. The thing that is your own responsibility, you have to be the one to do it. When he said repent, you will be the one to do the repentance. When you say be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you will be the one to go to come to the water and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will not do it for you. You are the one to do that one. Because you must roll away the stone. The stone of unbelief. The stone of fear. The stone of doubt. The stone of evil living. You must roll that stone away and take your stand by God's word. When they rolled the stone away and Jesus saw Lazarus, that the nose have gone inside. Worms of the body was already coming out. He groaned in himself. Oh, this is my friend. He thought of what the man has gone through before he came to this spot. But when he came back to himself, as the Almighty God in flesh, he said, Lazarus, comfort. The prophet said, if he has not mentioned the name of
Lazarus,
the general resurrection
would have taken place.
But because this resurrection is meant for only Lazarus, that is why he mentioned the name of Lazarus. There are so many people that are dead. So many people are in the grave. But today, it is the turn of Lazarus to come up. And I'm telling you today, many people are dead in sins and trespasses, but it is your own turn today to come out, to be waking up, to resurrect from the life of sin, from the life of unbelief, from the life of disgrace. It is your own turn today. Because life has come. This is the memorial of the resurrection of Christ. The memorial of the resurrection of Christ. That is what we are celebrating now. And he has come today to resurrect his sons and daughters who are dead in sin and trespasses. He has come to wake them up now to come back to life and be a true son and daughter of God and serving in righteousness, in purity, in holiness all the days of their life. He has come for that today. Glory be to God. God bless you. We have in the record in the scripture, Acts 9:40, resurrection of Tabitha by Peter. We have in Acts 20:10, resurrection of the man that sleeps in church, Eutychus. That's why it's not good to sleep in church. It's good to be awake in
church.
Eutychus was sleeping in church. Because the sermon was long. And he fell down. And he died. You may tell me. But I'm not on the third loft. I'm only sitting on the chair on the ground. But if you're on that same chair on the ground, you can still fall down there. So don't sleep in
church.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
God bless you all. You enjoy the Lord? The next thing is, is there a promise of resurrection? We have seen example of resurrections. But Satan can come and tell somebody and say that those stories, they are not true. But what about the promises? And have you seen any promise of God fail? If God's promise fail, God has failed. The prophet said, instead of one promise of God to fail,
he
will bankrupt the heavens. Instead of one word of God
to
fall to the ground, he will bankrupt the heavens. So we have so many promises in the scripture of resurrection. It is in prophecy that there will be a resurrection. When we believe that, then we know that it does not matter whether we go through the grave, we will come up. Whether we are alive unto the coming of the Lord, we will go with him. Because the promise, it covers both the dead and the living also. As long as they are in Christ. Amen. We have read already from John chapter 5. Two resurrections were promised there. The first and the second. It's in that scripture we read. In Matthew chapter
10.
Verse 7 to 8, when Jesus sent the disciples,
he
told them to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, and to raise the dead. Which means that the commission that is given to the disciples of God today, it includes raising the dead. That is why we have been hearing of some testimonies. I have witnessed one of somebody that died and came back to life. Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ, it is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Is a promise of resurrection. In John 14,
verse 12,
which the prophet normally referred
to,
Jesus said, these signs, let me read the scripture.
John 14:12.
Just a minute. John 14:12.
John 14:12.
I want to quote. Oh, you're already there. Thank you very much. I like this projector, brother. Fast is there. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. The works that I do, and Raising the dead
kumutsa vakafa
was part of the works Christ was doing. So the believers in Christ, they can raise the dead because it is part of the works that he was doing. That is why it still happens among believers. When Brother Branham was away and one boy was electrocuted in his church, he said the elders who have been taught, they gather around the boy. And they prayed. And the boy came back to life. Science does not have explanation for that. When somebody is electrocuted, all the blood in his body, it dries off immediately. So in that body, there is no single blood that is flowing. The blood turns black and it's dried like an embalmed somebody when you are electrocuted. But these men, they know that all things are possible for them that believe. And something in their heart told them that this boy will come back to life. And they gathered around the boy and they prayed. Life came back to the boy. The prophet said, because they have been taught that those things are possible. I believe you have been taught also. In 2015, I was in Ghana. While we were in the service, one of the girls in the church had mental problems. When we closed, she went
haywire.
Myself,
inini,
the ministers,
nevashumiri,
trustees and deacons, all the day, we all gathered around
the girl.
We stayed there, ran her, we prayed until the girl became normal and go back home. Because we know that those things are possible. For science, she is to be taken to the institution. Science. She is to be taken to institution. But in the house of God, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Praise be to God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 that we read, we saw the promise of the rapture there. And this rapture, it includes resurrection and changing of the body of the living ones. So it's a promise also. In 1 Corinthians chapter
15,
Brother Paul took the old chapter to teach the mystery of resurrection. We just read a few verses there. But Brother Paul, throughout the chapter, he explained. He said, if we are preaching that Christ is risen, how are some people saying that the dead does not raise? Why are they saying it? Because they don't believe. The prophet said there are two extremes. If Satan cannot make you not to believe, he can make a fanatic out of you about this resurrection. In the time of Jesus and in the time of Paul, there were two extremes. The Sadducees said, there is no resurrection. Even though They have witnessed the resurrection of Jairus' daughter. Even though they have witnessed the raising of the son of the woman of Nain. Even though they have witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus. They are still holding to their belief that there is no resurrection. Unbelief is a spirit. In the time of Brother Paul, in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, there were some groups of people. The group of Hermanos and Philetus. In verse 17 to 18 there, Brother Paul was warning Timothy to be careful of some people. He said, those are the people like Hermanos and Philetus who were saying that resurrection is already passed. The Sadducees said, no resurrection. Philetus and his group, they were preaching that resurrection is already passed. But the true believers, they believe that there is resurrection and it's not yet passed. That is the middle of the road. When the rapture happens, this world will go into chaos because the pillar of this earth is removed. Is the bride. If you remove the pillars of this building, this building will collapse. And the pillar of this world is the bride of Christ. Once they leave this earth, the world collapses. Sickness will no more go. I don't care how many drugs you use. The drugs will no more work. No, that is the truth. The prophet said, if you are operated upon, if you did operation, or you swallow drugs, or anything you do, that the only healer is God. But when the bride leaves, God leaves the heart. And when God leaves the heart, those drugs will no more work. If you go to hospital, you are wasting your time and your money. Because the drugs will no more work. Science will no more work. Everything will fail. So the only thing you can do now, at every cost, come into the body of Christ. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, no matter where you want to go, make sure that today you come into the body of Christ. Because we don't know by tomorrow, the rapture may happen. If the rapture happens tomorrow, that is the end of healing. That is the end of God answering prayers. That is the end of God solving any problem. Yes. What will be left behind in this world, it will be chaos. It will be trouble. It will be sorrow. That is what we are going to leave behind. So if you are not yet a Christian, by the Holy Ghost baptism, don't leave this building until something happens to you. Because tomorrow may be late. While we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ, in your heart, pray unto God to give you today a resurrection in your life, to come to life, because that is the only thing that matters. That is the only thing where the message came. That is the only reason why Jesus surrendered himself to die. That is the only reason why we have come to church. Amen. Glory to God. Why did Jesus die? Matthew 1:21 told us that his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. If you are a people of Jesus and you are here today and you have reached the age of accountability, you have reached the age of 12 years, you have gotten to the age of accountability, because the prophet said in the message believing God, paragraph 210, he said when he will Abraham got to the age of 12, he said it was a devil that stood on his shoulder that was telling him to wait a little longer. If you have reached the age of 12, don't wait a little longer. Hear the voice of God. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be late. Our life is not in our hands. The prophet said, who tell you you will get to your house? Who tell you you will sleep and wake up? It is in the hands of God. So while you are in his presence, take it serious as a matter between life and death. Because Jesus, it was not easy for him to leave his throne where angels were worshiping him, where there was no problem, where there was no trouble, where there was no stress, to come down to this earth that is full of curses, that is full of problems, that is full of all kinds of things, to come and die for sinners. It was not easy, but he came, he humbled himself, and he became obedient to the death of the cross. Because of who? Because of me. But Paul said, Jesus died to come and save the sinners, of whom I am chief. I am chief of the sinners. It's because of me that he came. I don't know about you. Maybe you are only from your mother's womb until you don't need salvation. Yes. I don't know about you. But Jesus came to this earth to save sinners, of whom I am chief. That is what Brother Paul said. Praise be to God. Do you know that the prophet said Adam was not deceived, as the scripture? The prophet said he deliberately followed Eve to be able to redeem her. Adam knew that God cannot destroy him because he's a son of God. Luke 3:38. Say, Adam is a son of God. So Adam cannot be separated from God forever. But when Adam looked at the situation, that my wife is already separated and my wife is part of me, if I don't go to her so that two of us are separated, so that if God wants to restore us, he will restore the two of us together, then I will lose my wife. Then he willingly went with the wife. Then God, that cannot be defeated, because once these people are off, God became handicapped. He will have an incomplete body. A man that his hand is cut off, his body is not complete. And God cannot be like that. And for Adam to be lost and God to be saved, God is not complete. Now that is why Brother Abraham said that if you are a seed of God, if you are a son of God, if you are a daughter of God, that God is incomplete without you. That is why his word came. That is why his word has been speaking to your heart.
That
to surrender yourself. And God has not been tired. He will come on Wednesday. He will come on Sunday. Every other opportunity, he will come. Even though you have turned him back so many times, but Jesus is not tired, because he knows that you are part of him, and he must bring you back to himself. And if he did not bring you back to himself, it means that he himself will be incomplete. He will be handicapped. That is what the prophet said, that the rapture will not take place until the last member comes in. Amen. Glory to God. Do you love the Lord? We are closer to the end than when we started the sermon. So be of good cheer. The service will end very soon.
Service.
Do you enjoy the Lord? God bless you. Jesus said, I have power to lay my life down. And I have power to take it up again. He said, no man take it from me. When they came to arrest Jesus, and he asked the people, whom seek ye? The Bible said they went back and fell down. If he did not wake them up, that is the end. So who can arrest him? Who can kill him? Nobody. Nobody. One time, they asked some people to go and bring Jesus. When they got to him and they listened to his sermon, and they came back to the people that sent them, I said, where is the man? I said, no man ever speaks like that. I said, are you also deceived?
Say,
no man ever speak like that. The person you sent us to is more than man. It's more than man. No man can arrest him. How many times they will gather to take him? And the Bible says he passed through their midst. He just passed through their midst. And you want to arrest him. And he passed through their
ministry.
That is why he said, no man take it from me. I lay it down myself. Yes, I lay it down myself. Oh man. He told the Pharisees, destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will raise it up. They thought he was talking of the building. They said, 40 and 6 years we spent to build this tabernacle. This madman said we should pull it down. That he will build it in 3 days. Then as for his house, himself does not have house. He doesn't have a building himself. And he said he wants to build this in 3 days. He said, you have to watch this man carefully. Because maybe something is wrong with his head. But they didn't understand his language. Oh, when they kill him, when he surrendered himself, then the guys came to Pilate.
Said,
we heard that this deceiver said that in 3 days I will raise up. They said, this is the gimmick. Maybe when after some time the disciples will go and carry his body. And they will now say that he has risen up. Give us approval. So that the watch can go and set there to watch over that. If he wants to come out at all, maybe he did not die very well. And he wants to wake up. So we pierce him. Pilate said, you have watches. Go and set them there. So they must have gone there in their multitude. And they were there watching. When they were there, early morning of the third day. Early morning. Because he must not spend 72 hours there. Corruption must not enter his body. According to the scripture. That's why Brother Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 2, verse 3, how Jesus died according to the scriptures. And he rose again according to the scriptures. Everything that is happening is happening according to God's word. On the day of the resurrection, when the angels descended, the stones on his own accord, he has to give way. He has to leave the place. And the angels entered. The bodyguard. Because in heaven, he has gotten bodyguards. And he told the people that if he wants to be set free, if he will tell the Father, he will send him legion of angels. Because he has gotten bodyguards. Now that the master is to rise up, they were there. Everywhere was charged by the presence of God. There was thunders. There was earthquake. Everywhere was shaking. Then the watches, some almost like a dead human being, to the best of their ability, they ran. Some to this direction. Some to this direction. Some to this direction. Some of them went to the chief priest to go and tell them that the man rose. Now, excuse me, that is, those are the people that have actually the first-hand experience that Jesus actually rose, because they were there. When the angels descended, they were there. And they witnessed the earthquakes. They were there. They saw the thundering and the lightning. They saw everything happening. They were there. When they told the chief priest, said, what did you say? Say, the man rose. Keep quiet. They went to the treasury. They emptied the treasure. Then they gave them large sums of money. Hold this money in your hand and say after me. When we slept, repeat, when we slept. The disciples came. They said, the disciples came and carried his body away. That is what we are going to be saying.
Is right on the days of your life.
Collect this money and tell lies against your better judgment, against what you witness, against your conviction, all the days of your life. So the guards, they collected the money, and from that place they started telling lies everywhere they go, that when we slept his disciples came and carried his body away. I want to ask you a question. People that tell lies, they don't know that lie is not perfect. Lie is not perfect. Because inside of lie, there is lie inside. Oh my. Now the prophet asked a question.
Profeta akabvunza mubvunzo.
He said, if they came to carry the body,
kuri kuti toti vakauya kuzotakura mutumbi,
why did they leave the clothes?
Ko hembe dzakasaririrei?
That it was wrapped in.
Dzanga dzakamuputira.
Do they carry a naked body?
Vakataura kutakura mutumbi wacho uri mushwi here?
That is one question.
Ndombvunzo wokutanga.
Number two.
Wepiri?
When you are sleeping,
paunenge uri,
if you are actually sleeping,
wakarara chaizvo,
how did you know who came?
Wakaziva sei kuti ndiani wakauya?
How do you know who came?
Waudzwa nani kuti ndiani wakauya?
You see what lie is?
Uri kuona zviri nhema.
Lie exposes itself.
Nhema dzinongozviratidza kuti inhema.
When we were sleeping.
Patanga tirere.
When you are sleeping.
Urere.
How do you know who came?
Waziva sei akazouya wacho?
You see human being?
Uri kuona munhu.
And these are the people that have the greatest witness.
Ndovanhu vane hutera hukuru.
And they were telling lies.
Ndovanhu vanga vaine huchapupu
hukuru. All their lives.
Vakutaura nhema upenyu hwavo hwese.
Unbelief is a spirit.
Kusatenda mweya hama.
That's why the prophet said.
Ndovanhu profeta chiti.
In a non-seed. A non-seed.
Kana.
Nothing to quicken there.
Kana paine mbeu isina chino imutsirira mairi.
If somebody is not a seed of God,
kana munhu asiri mbeu yaMwari,
there is no way to quicken him.
Hapana nzira yekuti mungamutsidzira.
Somebody told the prophet,
mwe munhu akaudza muprofita,
I don't care how many miracles you perform.
Handina basa nazvo.
I don't care what you do.
Kuti unoita minana mingani kana kuti uchaitei.
I will not believe.
Ina handizvitendi.
The prophet said you don't have a problem.
Profita akati hauna
dambudziko. Because you are an unbeliever.
Nekuti hautendi.
Because you cannot get blood from
the kuti hazviti kuti ndigoburitsa ropa kubva mukabhichi.
How did Jesus die?
Ko Jesu wakafa sei?
Because that was God in flesh.
Nokuti anga ari Mwari munyama.
How did he die?
Wakafa sei?
And God cannot die.
Mwari hagoni kufa.
He has in him.
Anavo Mwari.
The fullness of God.
Huzere hwaMwari.
Bodily.
Huri mumutumbi.
The prophet said.
Profita anoti.
At Gethsemane.
Mubindu reGethsemane.
The spirit left him.
Mweya wakamusiya.
For the body to go and suffer it.
Kuitira kuti mutumbi uyu ugoitenderwa kuenda kunotambudzika.
So he was on the cross as a human being.
Saka paanga ari pamuchinjikwa anga aripo semunhu.
He was in Pilate's hall as a human being.
Anga ari muhoro ya Pilate semunhu.
Before him,
pamberi pake,
they were telling lies against him.
Panga paine,
they tell lies against him.
Vakataura nhema.
He did not defend himself.
Haana kumboedza kuzvimirira.
They asked him question.
Vaimubvunza mubvunzo.
He heard his peace.
Iye akaramba akanyarara.
Until Pilate was amazed.
Kusvikira Pilato akashamisira.
He said, can't you answer something?
Zvikanzi hapana
chaungapindura. Are you not hearing all that they are saying against you?
Hauzi kunzwa here zvauri kutaurwa uchipikisanwa newe pano.
He didn't answer now.
Haana futi kupindura.
Don't you know?
Hauzivi here.
I have power.
Kuti ndine simba.
To crucify you.
Rekukusunura.
I have power to set you free.
Kana kukuponesa.
Jesus said,
Jesus ndokuti,
you don't have any power.
Iwa huna simba iwe.
The power you have now,
simba rawe inareko
zvino, is giving you from above.
Riri kutopuwa kwauri kubva kudenga.
So the power you have now,
simba rawe inaro,
use it well.
Rishandise kwazvo.
The power you have now,
simba rawe inaro,
use it well.
Rishandise kwazvo.
Is giving to you from above.
Rakapuwa kwauri kubva kudenga.
The power you have now,
simba rawe inaro,
the power you have now,
simba rawe inaro,
use it well.
Rishandise kwazvo.
Is giving to you from above.
Nekuti rakapuwa kubva kudenga.
Pilate did not use his own well.
Pirato akatadza kushandisa simba rake kwazvo.
He saw the end of it.
Rakabva ragumira ipapo simba.
All of us,
tose,
we also have some powers now.
Tine simba.
Let us use it well.
Ngatirishandise kwazvo.
It is given to us from above.
Rakapuwa kubva kudenga.
The prophet said,
profita anoti,
power,
simba,
without character,
kana ripasina hunhu,
is satanic.
Zvinokuita kuti uve Satan. Zvine huSatan.
Praise be to God. Now we are on the way to close.
Iko zvino izvi takuda kutanga kupinda munzira yekuvhara.
You know, in closing is a quote.
Nyaya yekuti pakuva tichivhara chinokorwa.
In closing.
Pakuva tichivhara.
It's a quote.
Chinokorwa.
So if somebody say in closing, He's quoting the prophet.
Munhu akati ndichivhara ari kungonokora kubva muspoken word.
Praise be to God. Don't worry, in my place we have an adage.
I don't
know whether you have masquerade here.
Handizivi kuti pano mune
masquerade, they cover all their everywhere. Take sometimes they take cane to push, run around.
Zvigure, pane zvigure.
You have it here?
Yeah.
You have it here?
Yes.
Okay. They do it every year, a festival.
Yeah, okay. We vane mbembero dzavo dzanoita zvigure.
We call them heavenly being.
Tinovati zvisikwa zvedenga.
Because they are veiled.
Nekuti zvakadzitirwa.
Don't know them.
Haugoni kuzviziva.
But it's human being that is inside.
Asi munhu ari mukati.
So we have an adage.
Tine chitauro.
That if a masquerade is pursuing you,
kuti kana ukateerwa nechigure,
that be struggling and be putting effort. Because as you, the earthly man, is getting tired, the heavenly man inside the masquerade is also getting tired. So as you are getting tired, the preacher too is getting tired. God bless you. I say God bless you now. May he's coming glad in our hearts. It is the rising of the sun. The sun is rising up. The quickening power. This quickening power has two jobs to do. At the time of the rapture, it will be the one that will change our body. And it will be the one that will raise up the dead. But for the living now, this quickening power is to quicken their body. Because the scripture refer to a sinner as a dead man. The Bible refer to a sinner as a dead man. Let us read the scriptures. Ephesians chapter 2.
Tiende kuna Ephesians 2.
If you get it from verse 1, thank you. And you at he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Wakakurura misai imi, maganga makafa, nokudarika kwenyu nezvizvenyu.
Verse 2. Wherein in time past, he walked according to the curse of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience.
Izvo zvamaifamba mukati mazvo kare, netsika dzenyika ino nenzira dzomuchinda wesimba redenga, dzomweya unobata zvino muvana wokusateerera.
Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others.
Zvataifamba tose pakati pavo kare, mukuchiva kwenyama yedu, tichiita kuda kwenyama nekwokufunga kwedu, kuda kwenyama nekwokufunga kwedu nepakuzvarwa kwedu isu nevamwe vose taive vana vekutsamwirwa.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us.
Asi zvino Mwari une nyasha zhinji zhinji nokuda kwerudo rwake rukuru rwakatida narwo.
Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
Kunyangwewo takanga takafa mukudarika kwedu,
wakatiraramisa
pamwe chete naKristu, imi makaponeswa nenyasha.
And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Wakatimutsa pamwe chete naye akatigarisa kudenga pamwe chete naye muna Kristu Jesu.
You at he quickened.
Iwo uri kumutswa.
Who were dead
akambenga akafa
in sins
muzvivi
and trespasses
nemukudarika.
A sinner
mutadzi
is a dead man.
Munhu akafa.
Every sinner Whether it's a president, or a minister, or a beggar, if he's a sinner, he's in the record of God, in the book of God, he's a dead man. First Timothy 5, verse 6 told us that a woman that lived in pleasure.
1 Timothy 5, you know, dudes, that means my honor,
is dead.
Walk afar
while she's still alive.
He are paying you.
A sinner is a dead being.
Munanonzo mutazi munagafa.
And before you can live,
uzalwa kuna kurarama.
The resurrection and the life.
Kumutswa ne upenyu.
The one that life is one of his titles.
Uyo anotovane rimwe dunhurirwa.
Have to come to you.
I'm
quicken you. Because until then, the Bible said, this Bible, and all the sermon books, they are letters. And he said, the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And this word of God, it tells the Holy Spirit to quicken it to you. Otherwise, if you not make its meaning to you, the Spirit must come and quicken it. And before the Spirit can quicken it to you, that Spirit must be in you. Before he can quicken it to you, that is when the word of God can be alive to you. You see human beings, he can be alive in everything, but when he carries the Bible, before he read 4 verses,
he's
asleep. And even what he read, what he has read, no understanding. People come to church within 20 minutes because they don't understand what it means. They are off because they are dead. He takes the living to know the value of the word of God. It is food to his soul. It is melody to his soul. When we are preaching about Christ, we are preaching about Christians. It's just like if I'm talking about my brother now, he will be happy. Because I'm talking about him. Oh, I say, what a nice man. Look at the color of his suit. Look at the shirt he wore. Look at the tie to match. Oh, look at the shoe on his feet. Oh, very nice looking. Why I am saying that? You just see him smiling. You see him happy. You will see him appreciating. That is how preaching is unto Christians. But to sinners, the Bible said that the preaching of the word of God is foolishness to death. Because he said he cannot understand them. Because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. But brothers and sisters, this word you are hearing that you don't understand, this word you are hearing that is boring to you, making you to be tired. T-I-R-E-D. That's how we pronounce it in our country. You know, it's a foreign language. English is a foreign language. So I am pronouncing it the way we were taught. You are pronouncing it the way you were taught. That is Babel. That is Babel. Yes.
Yeah.
To sinners, the word is foolishness. That is why if a sermon goes for 2 hours, some people will see it. as a waste of time. Some people will see it that it is very boring.
It's
making somebody to be tired. But
to
a Christian, because we are describing them, they are happy inside. We are talking about them, they are happy. There is a jubilee in their hearts. For the rest of you, who is not yet in that spirit, it will be hard for you to seriously understand this sermon without the Holy Spirit. It is difficult to catch the revelation without the Holy Spirit. But it is a must for you to come inside, because that Holy Spirit that we speak about is living inside of some people now. Is living inside some people here now. Men and women, boys and girls that have received the Holy Spirit, they have received inside of their soul the quickening power is in their soul. This quickening power is what made them to look at sin and turn away their head. This quickening power, that is what made them to receive the devil until we flee away from
them.
This quickening power is what gives them understanding of the word of God. This quickening power is what is going to change their body when the rapture comes. And if they go to the grave, this quickening power is what will raise them up to go and meet the Lord in the air. It is this quickening power. Now the prophet said, when you have it inside of you, he said you are partially resurrected. You are partially resurrected. As Christ has risen, you also have risen. You are no more dead. You are alive. Alive in God. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus rose from the dead, the prophet said, he share with us the benefits of the resurrection. He share with us the benefits of the resurrection. He make us joint heirs with him. You heard what God told Brother Abraham? You heard what God told Brother Abraham? In the house of Atirite. Later, ask what she wants. Then you give it to her. You give it to her. That is why the Bible said, we shall lay our hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Why not the hands of Jesus? Because we are representative of Jesus here. In my name,
Muzitarangu,
they that believe in me
Imo
shall cast out
devils.
They shall speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing,
it
shall not hold them. Oh, glory to God. The prophet said, with the Holy Spirit, you have the abstract deed. What Adam lost is restored back. You are a restored son of God and daughter of God. You see this quickening power in the life of the disciples. People that were fearful. People that were doubters. People that tell lies. Peter, who could tell lies in the presence of a small girl. But when the quickening power came, and they threatened them, not to go and speak in this name again. He said, you yourself,
judge.
Is it good for us to obey men or to obey God? You go and judge. They put them in prison. When God brought them out, they went straight to the temple and continued preaching again. Because the quickening power is now upon them. They don't fear anybody. If you want to kill them, they are ready for it. When they were beaten, they remember the scripture. Why did the evil rage? And the people imagine vain things. The people imagine vain things. It is a vain things imagination. For you to think that we will stop to testify in the name of Jesus Christ. You are imagining a vain thing. Something that cannot happen. For us to be preaching in Jesus' name, that we will stop it. For us to stop that, you are imagining a vain thing. When they beat them, they said, "We thank God that we are able to partake a little of his suffering." What has happened? The quickening power. This quickening power, it was what was upon Elijah that made him to raise the dead. This quickening power was upon Elisha that even his bones raised up the dead. This quickening power, it was upon Philip that while he was going, that quickening power told him to join himself to the chariot. While he joined himself, and he spoke to the eunuch, after the water baptism, the quickening power took him again to another place where his service is needed for the work of the Lord. It is the quickening power. This quickening power was upon Stephen. When he was preaching, the people were not happy. They were not happy. They stoned him with stones. And because the quickening power was there, he did not return one stone back. But instead of that, he said, "Lord, do not let these things to their charge." The same prayer that Jesus prayed at the cross to show you that Jesus is inside. Then, what has happened to you that you are already saying God will deal with you? God will judge you. God will punish you. God will kill you. What has happened to you? Because the quickening power has not come. When the quickening power comes, when they slap you on the right, you will turn the left. When they curse you, you will bless. When they persecute you, you will pray for them. That is the work of the quickening power. Yes, sir. It will make wife to be subject to the husband. It will make the husband to love the wives. It will make a man to gather his home together and lead them in the way of the Lord. It will make a Christian to be prayerful. It will make you to love to come to church. It will make you to go and be doing good. The Bible said Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing evil, doing good. If that same Holy Spirit, if it come upon you, it come upon you, you will go about doing good. Because the prophet said, that life does not vary from person to person. It is the literal life of Jesus Christ. It will not behave itself in this brother, and misbehave in me. It is the same life. It will make all of us to be like Jesus. That quickening power took Enoch home one day. That did not see death. He was upon Moses. He was upon Elijah. That after 800 years and hundreds of years that each of them have left this earth, they came back with Jesus on the month of Transfiguration. The Lord bless you. The Bible said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. That's 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 50. Flesh and blood cannot inherit God's kingdom. Romans 6 said,
Roma 8.
He said, if the spirit, let's read it. Romans 8:10.
Roma 8:10.
We are closing now. This is the time we are now closing. Finally. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Give me Romans 6:2-2 forward. We'll read. We are close.
Romans 6:2.
God forbid. No, read. Let's start from verse 1, please. Romans 6, from verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
Tichiziva izvi kuti munhu wedu wakare wakaroverwa pamuchinjikwa pamwe chete naye kuti muviri wezvivi ushaiswe simba.
For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Finally, verse 13. Neither ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but ye yourself unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
Uye musapa zvivi mitezo yenyu kuti dzigova nhumbi dzokuita zvisakarurama. Asi muzvipe imi kuna Mwari sevanhu vakararama vakararama kuvakafa nemitezo yenyu dzigova igova zvombo zvokururama kuna Mwari.
Jesus said,
Jesus wakati,
because I live,
nokuti ndiri mupenyu,
ye shall live
mucharamawo.
If you are here this afternoon,
kana uri pano masikati ano,
and you have not received the Holy Spirit,
usati wagamuchira Mweya Mutsvene,
there is something that can bring this word of God lively to you.
Chinhu chekuti chinogona kuita kuti shoko iri rive penyu kwauri.
God is here this afternoon,
Mwari ari pano masikati ano,
to fill every soul,
kuzadza munhu wese,
that is desiring the same,
unoshuva izvozvi,
with the Holy Spirit,
noMweya Mutsvene.
If your heart is open to him,
kana mwoyo wako wakazaruka kwaari,
you can receive,
unogona kugamuchira.
Jesus said,
Jesus unoti,
I am the resurrection and the life,
ndini rumuko neupenyu.
Any man that liveth and believe in me,
anani unorarama achitenda mandiri,
he shall never die,
haazofi.
And if a man believe in me,
kana munhu achitenda mandiri,
though he were dead,
kunyange anga akafa,
yes shall he live,
asi uchararama.
Do you believe this?
Unozvitenda here?
Do you believe this?
Unozvitenda here?
Let us stand up now.
Tisimukei.
Only believe. Only believe. Let's sing it with the meaning of it if you really believe.
Timbe chirevesa kana uchizvitenda.
Possible. Holy be. Hey, look as we are 10 people singing.
Zvirikuita kunge muchechi mese mune vanhu 10 chete vari kuimba.
Only believe. Oh, believe. All things are possible. Lord, I believe. If you actually believe,
Lord,
I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Oh, things are possible. Oh, Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. I believe the word of God. Lord, I believe. I believe the promises. Oh, all things are possible. Oh, Lord, I believe. I want us to hymn it now.
Gati hum the song.
The Christ that we preach about,
Christo atabari zane zvake,
according to the word of the Lord,
maringene shoko ramwari,
is in this building.
Ari imo muno mumba.
Wheresoever two or three are gathered together in my name,
hanzi pano vaviri kana vatatu,
there I will be in their midst. This is the word of life that came to you raw, unadulterated, from the master's throne as a gift for Easter unto you. If you will accept it, if you will receive it, is the gift of the Almighty God. If
there
is any dead man spiritually here, any dead woman spiritually here, life is here to bring you up, to change your nature, to quicken you, to change your spirit, to make you to live as Christ is alive. Jesus is here.
Jesu ari pano.
And that is the truth.
Uye ndo chokwadi.
It's not ordinary mouth profession. It is the real truth of the Almighty God. In deepest of sincerity, you know yourself. I know myself. Any need you have at this hour,
when
you lift up your hand to Him, only believe that all things are possible. Because the Jesus I preach about, the Christ I speak about, is right here with us in this building. According to His word, there cannot fail. If you will only believe, if you will only have the right attitude, you will leave this place a changed person by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
It
cannot fail. By His grace, I am His ambassador. I'm representing Him here at this hour. And I want to pronounce His blessing upon you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Gracious Eternal Father, thank you very much for this memorial of Easter. Lord, according to the writing of the Bible, about 2,000 years ago, you actually died. But you rose up again. And we got false witnesses all over the land, starting from the people that witnessed your resurrection. They say your disciples came to steal your body away. But you proved yourself to your disciples. You made yourself known to your believers that you rose from the dead. Up to this morning, up to this afternoon, up to this very second, we are seeing the power, we are seeing the evidence of your resurrection. We are witnesses of it. Oh God, I commit every hand that is up unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever be their needs, whatsoever be their desire, whatsoever be their request, Lord, by the anointing that brought the message, by the anointing of whom I represent, by the anointing of the pillar of fire that is present in this building, because the prophet said, wheresoever this message is preached, unadulterated, that the pillar of fire will be in attendance to confirm it. Oh, mighty Father, may you confirm this word to everyone in this building that have their hands up, that have a request, that have a need. If it is spiritual need, if it is physical need, your word says, you are rich unto them that call upon you. Your children have humbled themselves. They have defied the law of gravity. And they raise their hands on you that they are needy of you. Come at this hour, meet every need, answer every request, supply every need. Whatsoever they are desiring, may it happen at this hour in the name of Jesus Christ. As many as one, the Holy Spirit, thou Spirit divine, Spirit of life, may you fall on the people in the name of Jesus. Those that have received before, may you refill them again. Thank you, King of Glory. Meet physical needs, meet material needs, meet financial needs. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Deliver the oppressed. Set the captives free. Let your people go home rejoicing, because they have been in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. May the testimony of this may live until your coming, to the glory of your name. We shall praise you. Lord, all the glory be yours, and the blessing belong to ours, your children. Thank you for hearing these prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. May it come and gladden your heart.
I thank you
for your patience for close to 3 hours now that I've taken the pulpit. Thank you very much for your patience. May the Lord reward you. for your godly attitude. And I covet your prayers for the days I have before I leave back to Nigeria. Next week, Friday, by the grace of God, I'll be on my way back to Nigeria. Between now and then, I don't know where and where I will have to fellowship. So if we do not meet again, let us strive to meet together in the air. And the Lord of glory will be with all of you. Ya Salam, that is fair, than deep. Oh, and by faith we can see it afar. Oh, for the far that was over the way, over the way to prepare us a dwelling place. Oh, in the sweet, by and by, by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. Hallelujah, in the sweet, yes, in the sweet, by and by His grace, we shall meet, oh, on the beautiful shore. We shall sing on the beautiful shore. Oh, the melodious songs, all the blessed, all the blessed and experiences, sorrow no more, not a sad for the blessing. Oh, in the sweet, by and by, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. Hallelujah, in the sweet, by and by, His grace, we shall meet on the beautiful shore. To our bountiful Father above, to our bountiful Father above, Father above, we, can you wave your hands to Him? A tribute of praise for the glorious gift of His love and the blessings that are low. Yes, in the sweet, God bless you.
Bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Meet on the beautiful shore. In the sweet.